Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna get big, he's gonna get fat, he's gonna get a whole bunch of different things. Just like me.
Set an example, they follow it.
Exactly. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. We've got a full house today. And, of course, today is our Father's Day show. But in the room, we've got Steve Silva.
Where?
We've got Avarash McCary.
I'm here.
We've got producer Zach.
Hey, now.
We've got intern Chris.
Howdy-ho there.
And I'm Sean Roberts. Together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast.
Thank you for joining us today as we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. We are the only broadcast to continue the radio traditions of Mark and Brian. If you miss them as much as we do, then you tuned in to the right show. But if you are also looking for a podcast that's fun, interactive, and you can be a part of every week, like a family reunion or getting together with your friends at a bar, we should do that. Well, then this podcast is also for you.
Yes, it is. And for those who recently found us, thank you guys so much. We're so glad you're here. And if you guys want to be a part of the show, because it is an interactive show, hit us up on Facebook, on Your Weekly Dose Facebook, Instagram. Send us a nasty message.
Anything. Send us anything, absolutely.
Anything.
Yeah. Well, I was saying, guys, today is our Father's Day show, so that's what we'll be doing. We're going to be talking about dads. So we got some tweets going on for you later on. We'll be talking about the new national holiday, of course. We also have our own tradition of doing the Mark and Brian PSA for dads. And intern Chris has something new for us called Will You Press the Button? So we've got those things going on as well.
Don't forget the game.
Now then, besides calling in, there's several ways you can interact with the show. Your weeklydose.com website. Send us a message via Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1. Say hello to us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose. Or if you want to send us a personal message, you can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Yes, you guys can download the show for free. Free is always good from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe to iTunes, iHeartRadio, my favorite, Spotify. Search for Your Weekly Dose. And you guys, most importantly, rate and review the show. Tell the world what you think. Give us a thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways.
Absolutely.
Thumbs up our butts. I don't know. Something fun.
Something fun.
I'm
something.
For that.
Exactly.
Of course
and
you are.
Today's theme song is Watching You by Rodney Atkins. And as always, you can get any of the music that we play on our sponsor, which is Amazon. All you have to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and shop away. When you shop, they send us pennies, so that way we can stay on the air just for you.
Shiny
pennies. Shut up and take my money.
Exactly.
I just ordered stuff during the intro. I just Amazoned.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had to get more of my teeth because apparently I'm out of my teeth.
You're out of your teeth.
I thought I had my extra
teeth. I think you're out of your mind, too, but that's also beside the point.
Sometimes.
So, you know, you're talking about Spotify, and
yes.
It's like, I got a love-hate with Spotify.
Don't understand you.
You know why? I'll tell you, here's the reason why. I love it on the computer. I love listening to the music because I can arrange songs the way I want to. Like if I'm working on a set list for something,
yeah.
I can arrange it. But on the phone, I have to pay the pro version in order to do that. It does a shuffle instead.
Yes, yeah, so I pay. I have paid $9.99 for unlimited everything.
You get nothing.
Yes, that's right.
You lose.
No. Yes.
Good day, sir.
Well, good day to you, too.
When I was looking to get some kind of music through a thing, like I ended up with Pandora, but I tried Spotify. And the one thing that I didn't like was there's too many remakes of old songs rather than the original old songs.
Because they bring up everything that was recorded under that.
Oh, this is a few years ago. Okay. And it just didn't sit with me. And then I started Pandora, and now Pandora. I love Pandora. I just put Pandora on and hit shuffle, and it's almost like it knows what I'm thinking every time.
Do you
during
pay?
The day or night or whatever. I don't pay anything.
You know, okay.
I don't do anything. It's just the, you know, I've been cultivating my stations for like 4 or 5 years, and it really works for me.
I get it. So I love Spotify because it's everything. Their catalog has grown over the years. Oh, my gosh. They have licenses.
Everybody has. I'm on there.
I know you are.
I'm on there.
We're going to even touch on that in a few.
Ooh, you're going to touch.
No, we're not going to touch that. We're going to touch your music.
Okay.
Sorry to get you excited.
Oh. Well, let's catch up with each other anyway.
Every time. Dear Your Weekly Dose, can you please stop singing along with the with the catching up music?
No.
I think that's false news.
Steve, let's start with you, buddy. How was your week?
Well, this song is appropriate because I've been binging through soap.
Oh, really?
It's just
so funny. Or soup.
And as you watch it, you realize why Benson got his own show.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. He had all those great lines and the relationship with him and Jessica, Catherine Hillman. And it just said, you know, the doorbell would ring and everybody would look at, he'd look at the door and everybody would look at him and he'd look and go, do you want me to get that? And of course, Jessica like, if you don't mind. Right. It just carries on through. And it's great. I've been enjoying that. And I've been like, this week, of course, I was reading about Opal Lee,
who is
the 93-year-old grandmother of Juneteenth and stuff. And her story, it's just amazing. The more you read stories about what happened back in the early 1900s through the 50s and even the 60s, it's deplorable.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely
And we'll come back. We'll talk more about that.
That's pretty much my week.
Soap is one of those TV shows, I think, that was ahead of the times.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the first show that also dealt with being gay, having a gay character on there, who starred Billy Crystal, who's not gay, but he played a gay character, which was it something Dallas or Dallas something or whatever? I forgot the character's name, but I remember it being Dallas. But then you had, who was the guy that was the ventriloquist on that show?
Oh, I know his name, but I can't think of it right now. But he plays Chuck, and then the dummy is Bob, and he has a mental problem because he thinks Bob is real.
Yeah,
and they have to feed the dummy, and they have to Oh my God! And then it's hysterical.
For those of you who of this new generation who do not know what soap is, this is an old TV show out of the 70s, and it basically mimicked or mocked. It was a parody of the old soap opera days of the two families and this and that or whatever.
Jay Johnson was the ventriloquist.
Thank you. And the thing is that it was more of a comedy than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Is what it was.
Yeah.
It was a parody, you know, on the serious soaps or whatever.
And they didn't play it for laughs. They really, you know, they did it serious, and a lot of it is like just them being their stupid selves, you know, for real. And it's just hysterical. And then thrown in week to week, there are these immensely touching moments between some of the characters that you just sit there and it brings a tear to your eye and you realize, and it's like, whoa. But then, of course, they have an evil baby that is born. And
Jody Dallas. That was
Jody Dallas.
That was Billy Crystal's character.
It was only on the air for 4 years. That's amazing.
Yeah,
there were like 90 episodes though. So
but it was just so good, definitely ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, you can definitely see why Robert Guillaume got his own spinoff.
Yes,
which was Benson.
Oh, cool.
You know, Billy Crystal took off from that as well. What's her name? Catherine
Hellman.
Hellman.
She's done a lot of shit.
She's done so much work because of that show.
Yeah.
And she's always plays the mom who was a little bit a sexually adventurous kind of thing whatever, you know. She just did a wonderful job. So. Yes.
That's the mom, yeah.
Yeah.
Catherine Damon.
Catherine. What?
Did she change her name? I'm so confused.
No, that's not.
That's not her.
That's not her.
Which one's the mom?
Catherine Hellman.
Hellman.
H-E-L-L-M-A-N.
I know who she is, but she's the redhead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see her on here.
She's the redhead. Well, yeah, it's kind of cool to catch up to watch those old shows, though, man, because sometimes the writing of that, you can't find anymore. Or get away with stuff
like
that.
Well, I'm going to check this one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't talk about getting stoned once.
Wow. Which is okay. That's all right.
That's shocking.
That's fine.
Well, guess what?
How was your week?
It's good. It's been, you know, I got back from Nashville, which is a fantastic trip, fantastic time.
I'm jealous.
Therapeutic.
Did you see the cats?
What?
What?
Nashville cats.
No.
Oh, good Lord.
Are we talking about the Predators? What are you talking about?
2,321 pickers in Nashville.
What?
Anyways, go on, Amber.
That song?
No, I don't know that song.
Holy crap.
Well, okay, so
anyway,
it was blisteringly hot there. It was like, it was hot. It was in the high 90s.
Was it hot or was it humid? Because there's a difference.
It was both.
Okay.
It was, you couldn't breathe. It was like you got a little dizzy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I didn't drink, obviously. I've been.
So you didn't go down to Broadway.
I'm 1 month, actually. I'm 1 month no drinking, but.
But so again, you didn't go down to Broadway.
We did actually.
Oh, you did. Okay.
We did. Yeah. The only one, my sister and Ben had one or two cocktails out, but we did go down. And there's a new thing in Nashville on Broadway, and it is, excuse me, everything is a rooftop. Every single place now has. I'll show you pictures later.
Okay.
These rooftops, and it's just as far as you can see down Broadway, you're on the rooftops and you're looking down, and it's just music coming. And I'm telling you,
from the rooftops.
From every single floor.
So instead of the bar inside, you're on the rooftop or some kind of balcony thing.
There's music on every single level of every... It's nuts.
Just about. Yeah, I've been there.
It's schizophrenic. All right,
the song is Nashville Cats by Love and Spoonful.
Oh, boy. Okay. I don't know that one.
Okay. Didn't know it. Sorry.
It was a great time. And yesterday,
I'm surprised. That's cool.
I pulled a Steve yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you smoke?
No, I didn't smoke. I took a gummy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, gummies for me... I mean, pot for me in general is not an escape thing. It's a get into my
zone,
my feelings kind of a thing. It's like what am I feeling inside? Let's have this gummy and really get freaked out.
With really? Your feelings.
Yeah. Oh,
I take it just so my joints don't hurt.
Oh God! Yeah. No, it makes me like I it exposes me. So I had a little.
I do it so I can go to sleep.
It grounds me and it's like. Yeah, I have to be by myself. I can't be around anyone.
She can talk to the ghosts better than
I do. Yeah. How do you know?
Or the mirror.
I've been there when you've done that.
What are you looking at me for? Stop looking at me.
I don't do that. No, that's not me. That's not
nice
me.
Tits, by the way.
Thanks. You like my mug?
Yeah, I like your mug.
Yeah, nice tits.
Yeah, sure. That's the mug.
I do have nice tits, though.
I don't know, but I mean.
I know.
Shit.
No, I'm just kidding.
You don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, you saw it with the Band-Aid on. So.
Yeah, after I had my surgery on my what turned out not to be cancer, thank goodness.
Yes.
It was all bandaged up.
Save the tatas.
Yes, save the tatas. Go get a mammogram. That's it.
Cool. Yeah. Zach, how was your week?
Well, went to my first doctor's appointment, or our first doctor's appointment. Didn't go too well. I was telling everyone downstairs, but I also had to drop my psych class for the summer.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, yes. Had to. It's 150 pages a week of reading.
Ooh.
And I just decided that I've already accomplished what I wanted right now when it comes to school. I'm done. You know, I got my GED stuff done. I need a break. I've gone to school for 2 years straight, and I need a break.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I want to enjoy the summer.
Take
and just,
the summer off.
Yeah, and just chill and chill hard. So that's what I've been doing.
What if you chilled... Easy.
Like a Sunday morning.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be doing it, right?
Easy like Sunday morning.
Oh, we need to put that on.
Yeah, okay. I'm the gatekeeper. Only I can do that.
Why in the world how's it go? Why would anybody ever want to put chains on me?
I don't know. Well, there's a lot of different reasons why we want to put chains on
you. Oh, you shut it. No one.
Good God.
Here we go. Okay.
But
no, you gotta wait till after the
commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
But
damn it, YouTube.
Yeah. So I mean, it was the whole thing with.
Here we go.
Oh.
Got his song.
We still talking about me?
I think
me
it's
or?
The Commodores. It's not Lionel Richie. I mean, it is Lionel Richie, but. No, it sounds funny, but I just
can't stand the pain. Baba Booey. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
He's so mean.
Top the toothy. Seems to
me, girl, you're so I got a quick, I got a quick story about this song.
Oh, okay. Fine.
And this is talking, we were talking about him earlier, Mark Thompson.
Yes.
Our hero.
Yes, Mark, yes.
So, Mark grew up in Muscle Shoals. So did Lionel Richie. Well, yeah. There is a burger joint, whatever, I guess that's there, that Mark would go to all the time. And it's the same burger joint where Lionel wrote this song.
No shit.
Because he went there on a Sunday, and he goes, God, this Sunday just seems so easy. Kind of a thing, and that's where he wrote "Easy."
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Hang on, hang on. Here it is. Here's my line. Turn it up. Turn it up.
I'll turn it. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Cause you're into S&M. That's why.
No. I'm paying my
dues to make it. See, he paid you. Anyway, go ahead and finish your story, Zach.
Where was I?
You had a horrible time with the doctor.
Oh yeah. It just didn't go the way we thought. Was hoping to get at least a due date and how far along she is. We didn't get any of that, so we have to go back on Thursday, and hopefully that goes better this time. But it's kind of it's put both of us in kind of a funk.
You know, you guys are going to go through that, and that's okay. Just take it a step at a time. I mean. With Karen's pregnancy, I mean, we went through so many different things, too, especially when Roman was born, because 24-hour period of time, we went through so much crap of, okay, is Karen going to be admitted to the hospital? She's not going to be admitted. Okay, what's going to happen now? Okay, she's being admitted. Okay, are we going to have to deal with an emergency C-section, or are we going to just observe her overnight or something? You know, there was just so many changes. I mean, everything changed. It seemed like every half hour, you know. And
this is only the beginning.
That was the close. Yeah, that was towards the you know,
yeah,
him being born.
But I mean, the appointments and everything or whatever, it's going to be good, bad, indifferent. Kind of take them with a grain of salt.
That for me, the beginning, me being the mother of two children, I have more experience than all of you in this room. So shut your mouths and sit down. Anyway, so.
I'm already sitting, though.
Hey. He's got more experience than you.
No, they were not in his body. He just pumped him in. No.
He's got two daughters.
I have to admit, I just sat there and watched when it really happened.
See? Now, as someone who carried the children in my... It's kind of an ethereal idea for a while. Until, like, you can feel the baby and kicking and see... And mm-hmm. It's kind of just this idea. You're just really emotional. You know?
It's like a meme.
But you want to prepare... Don't rush things. Don't go crazy and buy a new car.
Thanks for that.
Nice, yeah. Nice segue.
So did you take any pictures of what happened at the doctor's appointment? Oh, you got
to
do
I
that.
I had to stick you with that
then
one.
Then you can go, hey, this person here, we hated her. And this person here, look, they didn't know what they were doing. Yeah, you got to do that.
I got to do that?
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Later on, you'll look back at pictures like that and laugh your ass off because it was like, oh, my God.
So that's my week.
What else did you do? What else did you
do? Oh, we're still on me?
Yeah, let's do this just for a second. What did you do?
Anything for yourself?
Come on. What's out? What's sitting outside?
Yeah, I got a new freaking car.
Oh.
But you know what? Hold on.
For the record,
I was planning on doing this anyways.
He was. I'm just giving him shit.
Because the car that I had was my grandma's, and you know, just wanted to kind of say goodbye to it because it was a good car. It's 62,000 miles, and it's a 2001. That's not bad.
No.
So we were able to get about $4,000 for it in the trade-in.
That's pretty good.
So we. You know, we splurged a little bit, got something a little more fancy, a little more newer, but it's going to last. Steve was telling me on the way up here, it's going to last a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
What brand is it again?
Toyota RAV4.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Nice car.
So this was Grandpa's idea, believe it or not. This was all his idea. Because he's so excited about the events that are occurring that he wanted to do this, and he also hates my old car because he cannot get in and out of it easily.
Aww.
It's such a struggle. And you know, even putting the seatbelt on for him is like almost impossible.
Got you a new car for him.
He keeps saying it's our car. It's the family car.
It is a family car. It is.
My mom's going to kill me.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she probably is.
She can take it for a test.
Why?
Because she hates, she's a lot like my grandma. She hates spending things and getting expensive things, even though she does it herself. But I've told her, like, Mom, it's just you and me and Grandpa. That's it. There is no one left. I was going to do this anyways, so it doesn't even really matter. That's what I'm planning on saying. I'm probably going to get smacked. I told you guys this before. This is the same conversation when we were doing the remodels of parts of the house. And every time we would do it, she'd get mad and just... Meh.
That's all right.
I mean, it's because she's not involved. That's all.
Yeah. Well, this didn't need her involvement.
Sometimes.
Huh?
His mom listens sometimes.
So does my mom.
Okay. I don't want his mom to come smack you.
Bring it on.
You'd probably like it.
Bring it on.
Anyway, so that was my fun adventures.
She's going to be fine. She's, you know.
In conclusion to that, everything's fine. I'm not that worried anymore. I was Thursday when I was calling Amber frantically. You know, like, I need to talk to somebody. But I
love your frantic calls.
Yeah. And I talked to another friend who has three
I'm
girls.
I'm your only friend. What? No, I'm kidding.
Shush. My other friend who has three girls told me the same exact thing. You know, just relax. Everything's fine.
Yep. So take it day by day. That's all you got
to
do.
Trust me. When we start winding down to Christmas time, it's going to be real panic mode. Remember how I was with the math class last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crank that up to like 20. That's going to be me this year.
I'm going to need some Xanax.
That's seriously, right?
Just don't go crazy buying too much shit yet. You know what I mean?
I honestly have not bought anything for the baby yet.
Good, yeah, don't.
You guys won't need anything for a while.
Yeah. She got a couple things. She got like two toys and like two onesies, and that's all she's got.
It's hard not to when you're out shopping. You're like, oh, it's going to like this. No, it's not.
I'm going to wait until we at least know what we're having before I start, you know, splurging.
Yeah, don't splurge until later on because... We even got some things that we might have for you. So
oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, and I mean they're like brand new. Oh,
and wow. they're only almost 18 years old.
Oh wow! Same Roman didn't fit in there.
Hey, yeah, babies are. Grow fast, so they don't use things very long.
No, they don't.
I mean, it's baby stuff. It was only 18.
No, they don't. Yeah, they're in for maybe for a couple of weeks and they're out and that's it.
Yep.
Four or five times washed or used and you're done.
Yep.
You know that old chestnut.
They do grow so fast. And if it's going to be like you, it's going to be a little beast. A little barrel beast.
It's going to be a big-headed beast.
By the way, I mean, it's probably soon. I'm saying girl. I've said girl from the very beginning when he told me. I was like, girl. He goes, wait, what? I was like, girl.
We say girl,
Everybody's saying that. Would you guys stop it? You're going to jinx it.
No.
Yeah. We'll change the sex of the baby while it's in the womb just because we think so.
Yeah, please
Ouch.
Do.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That'd be great.
So... I'm very curious about this. We have something right here that's I'm chomping at the bit for this.
Which part?
The news. Oh wait, Sean, I need to catch up with Sean first. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind. I'm just just the guy over here.
Yeah.
Just been staying up late. Just,
yeah, that's all. Nothing else. Yeah.
Well, this is fun.
Not sleeping.
No, the week has been actually pretty easy for me. I've been working on the train. Actually, I do have now a new partner for my music.
You set a new partner with your trains.
Yeah. I've been still working on the trains. You
bringing
know.
In a consultant.
Yeah, bringing in a consultant. Choo-choo. But no, for the music, I have a new partner, Janelle. I've been kind of keeping my eye on her for quite some time and everything. And watching her at the open mics and everything and just kind of getting better and better. So
have you seen the calluses on her fingers?
Yes.
She works hard.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. Yes, she does. So went over to her house Thursday night and everything, and we went over the book of music that she has of all the songs that she knows, which ones we have in common, which ones, what keys are in, all that stuff and everything. So we're just starting to get down and into the dirt and start to figure out what songs we're going to do, what songs we don't want to do and stuff, and duets and things like that. And then hopefully start practicing and then start booking ourselves 2 months out right now. So cool. I'm pretty happy about it.
Duo.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really happy about it. And she's like really wants to learn the industry too and everything and stuff and what have you. So, yeah, we're going to have, I think her and I are going to have an awful lot of fun together.
That's awesome.
So I'm very, very excited about that. So, yeah.
Now I'll actually come to your open mics.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally.
I'm kidding. Okay.
So, but you know what though, guys?
You dick.
Yeah, exactly.
I own it.
But we do have a new sponsor, though.
Woo!
And this is a truthful sponsor.
The other ones are lies. I'm just kidding. Amazon just doesn't give us money.
This is for real.
Yeah, no, this is an actual real sponsor. So, you know, with things starting to open up slowly, it seems that businesses everywhere will be needing some new signs.
Well, not just businesses, but how about bands needing new merchandise or companies needing new canopies for conventions?
Canopies for conventions, Well, where does one go for printing merchandise? Simple. Go where we go. Your Weekly Dose. We go to Stranger Prints.
That's right. Stranger Prints is the official merchandise printer for Your Weekly Dose. They do all of our shirts that we are now giving away when we play the game. But that's not all they do.
They do so much more, like table covers, canopies, graduation signs, banners, regular banners, stickers, slip mats for DJs, backdrops, sports jerseys, and more.
So for all of your printing needs for merchandise, go where we go, Stranger Prints.
Just go to StrangerPrints.com for more information and prices.
At StrangerPrints.com. Tell them Your Weekly Dose sent you.
That's right, because we just did.
And hopefully they won't slam the door in your face.
Real sponsor.
They won't.
Thank you, Stranger Prints.
Exactly.
Exactly, yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Is it like Stranger Things or like it's a print for strangers?
Are they just print kind of things not...
They're stranger. This is
not
a stranger
always mainstream.
Print.
Like, go to printers, they print business cards, they print, and these guys print other things.
Yeah, it's mainly like t-shirts and canopies and everything, so they're gonna do a whole thing for us, too, when we get back out into the thing. So, they like the tablecloths with our logo on it and stuff.
Can I have a Frisbee?
Sure.
That would be cool. I want a Frisbee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Not a problem at all.
Like, I'm flipping through the yellow pages, and I'm like, I really want a printer, but I want someone kind of strange. I want my prints to be strange. Stranger than normal. So I'm going to choose Stranger Prints.
That's a good choice.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Is that there, you know? When you want to be avant-garde and just a little bit off, choose Stranger Prints.
Hey, you're getting us all on guard here. What do you think?
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. I love it. Or Stranger Things, you know? It's like Stranger...
Exactly.
I don't know. I love it. It's a fun name.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. All right. Well, you know what, guys? I know last week Zach had a big announcement. So I have an announcement for you. So
should we guess what it is?
If you want, but why don't you go ahead and hit that green button there for me? So as we all know, that last year we lost our dear friend Trini Lopez due to COVID. But during that process of his passing, we got to be friends, especially myself, with his writing partner, Joe Chavira. And
who we interviewed.
Yes, we interviewed Joe as well. And Joe and Trini basically wrote a number of original songs together. And come this August 11th, which is a Wednesday, Joe is going to be putting on a concert in Las Vegas, which is to honor Trini. It's going to be a tribute concert to Trini. So Joe's putting this all together. And he has asked me to come out and join him.
Ooh,
on stage. That's awesome. Okay, wait, we have to put this on our calendar so we can all go.
So, I was quite surprised overall. And Joe and I have just, you know, we've gotten closer and closer. And he's asked me about advice on certain things and so forth and everything. And so, I really was not expecting it at all. So, August 11th will be at the Rockstar Bar in Las Vegas. We will put up all the information on the website. We'll also put it on our Facebook page. And if you are a personal friend of mine or whatever, you might see already some tags that I'm in already with Joe. So it's going to be pretty much an all-star cast. A lot of friends of Trini's are going to be there. Some celebrities are going to be there. So we're very excited. and Joe's going to have me do three songs with him. So we're going to do the opening.
Okay.
And then there's going to be, he's going to pull everybody up for this song that we're playing right now, which is I Had a Hammer. So he goes, make sure you bring out your guitar. And then there's another song that he and Trini wrote that everybody's going to be singing all together kind of thing.
So we're staying in your suite, correct? We don't have to get our own rooms. We're staying in your suite?
Sure.
Sweet.
Sure. All right. So,
and I
suggest, guys, in all seriousness, if you guys are going to go, book now. Because rooms are really inexpensive right now. So,
yes.
I mean, I saw one hotel, whatever, where they were as low as $35 a night.
Wow.
So, and then some of the bigger ones, like, oh, what's the pyramid one?
The MGM?
Luxor.
Oh, Luxor.
That is like only $45 a night right now.
Wow.
Caesar Palace is only $50. So, but where the venue is, it's a little bit more closer towards
the main room?
Yeah, the main room. The main room. So, but anyways, so that's a big announcement that I've got. So I'll be performing with Joe Chavira and a bunch of other people and everything.
Woo!
So
for the this is exciting. So, I don't know if I'm going to make it to Vegas unless he pays for it. I'll go crash on his floor.
Why?
I'm poor right now.
Oh, we could have just started.
Oh.
You could have began with that.
What do you think I am? I've got to figure out a way to get there.
Yes.
You know, and then pay for a room.
I need to start selling some of my shoe collection. Jesus Christ.
Oh. Well, start selling.
Okay,
then.
Now I...
Actually, now that I think about it, I
really want to go.
Let's see if you can go first.
But in August, my granddaughter's getting married, so I'm going to be going to...
Oh
that
my gosh.
Utah.
Congratulations.
For 2-3 weeks in August for that. Yeah. And so
is that the beginning of August or
it's the 26th.
So oh, okay.
I'll be going a week or two before that, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I might even go about the time you're doing your thing. I don't know, but you know, it's kind of up in the air. I still have to talk to my daughter and see when we can make arrangements.
That's exciting though. Cool.
I'll be gone for 2-3 weeks from the show.
Wow.
Wow.
What are we going to do?
Okay. Yeah. It's my first grandchild that's getting married.
Oh my gosh.
That's cool.
Ooh, so I figure I'm going to be a great grandfather within a year, I'm sure.
Oh my goodness.
She's not good looking, huh?
Well,
oh,
she's, they're religious and
okay, got it.
See,
I went with the looks or whatever and he went religion or whatever.
Oh, she's cute.
And you're like, oh, I'm me?
Her face would launch 1,000 ships, definitely.
Nice.
She's
okay.
Very pretty.
She's Steve's kid. Of course she's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he married good-looking women.
Yeah, my wife was, yeah.
Wow, that was a... I think he had
what
a lot of pieces of memories there. Little thing.
Well, you know what, though? Today is a very special day now.
It is.
If you guys haven't heard the news, Congress pushed through a brand new holiday.
Yes.
And, boy, what a holiday this is.
It's exciting.
This is something that's been in the making, I think, for quite some time. So, and I think you've got all the rundown on that.
I do. And I want to say there's the movie by Tom Hanks, The News of the World.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one to watch because it's around the same similar time frame as this. All right. So, our very amazing, awesome president... Joe Biden signs into law a bill establishing Juneteenth as an official federal holiday. Juneteenth celebrates June 19th, 1865. Excuse me, there's a frog in my throat, ribbit. When a Union Army general arrived in Galveston, Texas, and informed enslaved African Americans that the Civil War had officially ended and that they were free. It's awful that they didn't tell them sooner. But let's just keep going. President Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law Thursday, officially making June 19th a federal holiday and giving national recognition to a day commemorating emancipation, full emancipation across for everybody. Juneteenth, quotes, Juneteenth marks both a long, hard night of slavery and subjugation. Excuse me, my throat today. Need some tea. And the promise of a brighter morning to come, Biden said in signing the ceremony at the White House. This is a day, in my view, of profound weight and profound power, a day in which we remember the moral stain, terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take. Vice President Kamala Harris, the first female and black vice president, said designating a federal holiday makes an important statement. These are days when we as a nation have to decided to stop and take stock and often acknowledge our history, Harris said, urging people to be clear-eyed about the realities of slavery and the long fight for freedom. The House voted 415-14, fuck those 14 people, on Wednesday to make Juneteenth a national federal holiday, a day after the Senate cleared the bill without debate. The only no votes, of course, came from Republicans.
Which is very ironic, considering that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican himself.
Well, the parties flopped completely. You know, it's country. Juneteenth celebrates the end of slavery and commemorates June 19th, 1865, when Union General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, and informed enslaved Americans that the Civil War had ended. It was, I guess it was like, years ago? It was years.
2 years
two
prior.
Years, 2 years prior. That's so
well, strange. I mean, that's how slow. They didn't have the internet back then.
Well, no, but they knew. They knew. They just kept them in the dark. The slave owners, they got together and said, "We're not going to say anything. We're going to keep it quiet."
Yeah, there's some like 2.5 years afterwards.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
That they were still having slavery.
Yeah.
The 13th Amendment was ratified a few months later in December of 1865, formally abolishing slavery in the United States. Opal Lee, 94, the activist from Fort Worth, Texas, who is credited with having led the fight to make Juneteenth a national federal holiday, is remembered through this. It's nice. Awesome. Now, if we can just pay them reparations. We make holidays, but and we can do all these like little placard things, but can we actually like...
Something,
you know,
somehow.
Reparations, something nice. is, you know.
I loved all,
well,
all
if
the
if we're
pictures.
Gonna do that, we gotta do it to the Indians first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody.
Too. Yeah, everybody that's been.
Yeah.
There's such great pictures of like Kamala Harris with Opal Lee, and when she came in and was there just before Joe Biden went up to the podium, he went over to her and got down on his knee and welcomed her and talked to her for a moment privately, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. And we need to teach everybody in the country to treat each other with that kind of respect.
I've never understood prejudice, you know, or that type of hatred. I don't understand it. I wasn't raised that way. You know, I've always said I'm kind of raised colorblind. You know, I'll be honest though. You know, because of the way certain people dress or whatever, and I see them on the street, sometimes I'm a little concerned, I'll be honest. But, you know, every ethnic background has its own stereotype, though. Whether you're Latino, whether you're Black, whether you're white, whether you're Asian, it doesn't matter. We all have our own stereotypes, you know. And I poke fun at my stereotypes all the time, you know, especially being from a part Polish, you know. I do it all the time. So, you got to laugh at yourself first, though.
Hispanolish?
It's exactly, Hispanolish. And, but, you know, it sometimes I have those thoughts, but I'll be honest, it's for a split second because I don't know who that person is. Mm-hmm. You know, and you cannot judge a book by its cover. And they could be one of the nicest people you've ever met in your life, you know. So I'm grateful with the way my parents raised me, you know. But to have this new holiday and everything, it's taken so long. You know, 150 years, if you think about it. You know, that's not an awful long time, you know, to make this a national holiday. You know, I think that it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, I was raised in an extremely prejudiced atmosphere. Extremely religious prejudice. Mm-hmm. Basically, Black people were an abomination in the eyes of God. Mm. When I was young and stuff, and boy, my eyes got open when I became a teenager and I started, you know, going out and I met some people who were Black because I didn't really know any. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I like these guys. These people are cool. Why is everybody... So luckily I learned to go the other way rather than just to carry on.
Was that
awful.
The Midwest?
Yeah. Awful.
Was that in the Midwest or here?
Right here in Los Angeles.
Wow. Yep. That's interesting. So I mean, I'm from Ohio and it was... It was a little bit of both, but I mean, honestly, I grew up in a very blended, you know, half Black, half white community. So, and so I always, grew, but yeah, the religious side, they were a bit, you know, They want you to come to church and give money, but they
So that way they can have their new planes and new cars. Yeah,
well, these weren't that big of churches back then, churches. But I was raised in a kind of a combination of where very integrated with everybody and not living your lives, and then my mother's family were a little more.
If you want an interesting story, read about Opal Lee's childhood. What happened to her when she was 12? Their family moved into what was considered a white neighborhood, and what happened after that was just hideous.
Yeah, to me, that's we've heard this word so many times over the last 4.5-5 years is deplorable.
Yeah.
You know, and that right there, that action of the way you treat somebody else in that manner of degrading them, that is truly deplorable. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had conversations with my uncle, and he's actually my dad's best friend from the Air Force. His name's Neil Henderson, and my uncle Neil really had it hard because he and my dad were both stationed up in Utah. And the thing was that Neil.
When was that?
Mid-60s.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-60s. And Neil really had it tough because he is from the islands. So the blacks didn't care for him that much. And then because he is black, then the whites didn't care for him. So he had it doubled because of it, you know. But he broke down some racial barriers also because he was in, he played hockey. He grew up in Canada because his father was in the Air Force up there. And he played some hockey and he just had a passion for it. And he formed something in Washington, D.C., which is where the family kind of also grew up in besides St. Croix. Mm-hmm. And he would water down the driveway during the wintertime and let it ice over. And the neighborhood kids would come over and he would teach them how to play. Then he found out he could get a grant through the government and he founded Fort DuPont in Washington, D.C. And there he took underprivileged children.
Steve is overheating here.
Yeah.
He's having the menopause.
Yeah. Menopause.
Menopause.
More like an E flashback.
Oh,
And so he did that, and he's been doing it ever since I've known him.
Yeah.
But he broke down a lot of racial barriers because he was one of the first black men to be play in hockey.
Oh, wow.
And he's received numerous awards on it. He works for the NHL now, going out because they looked at his model and said, "We like how you do it and everything because we want to give money to underprivileged kids too." So they follow his model, and then they send him out to make sure that the people who applied for these grants from the NHL are doing it the way that he wants it to be done. And but he always told me that, you know, he was called every name under the book that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And he said, it didn't bother me. It didn't bother me because every time I made a goal, they lost.
It's true. It's being a bigger person, but still.
It was.
I think that the whole point of this, you know, the Juneteenth becoming a national holiday and a federal holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a federal holiday. It's a big deal. Is that systemic racism is a very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that our system is broken. And that we even if we say we aren't racist,
we are
accountable to help change that consistently and stand up and change it. Because redlining is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Voter gerrymandering is a massive thing right now that we're fighting. And voter suppression, period. Georgia's like the biggest state to really like, it's very vocal about it. Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck. But a lot of states do this.
Yeah.
They draw lines. And they make it difficult for communities of color to get out and vote. And in California and in Texas, also that includes, and Arizona and New Mexico, Latin communities.
Mm-hmm.
They really will make an effort to not let them get out and vote.
Yeah, it's up,
and that's what we need to change.
And this is, I think, is definitely a step in the right direction on that, though. It definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
So But yeah, thanks for President Biden for signing that into law. Yeah, it's gonna be another. Speaking of holidays, also tomorrow is another holiday that we love to have, and where we like to celebrate our fathers.
It's a holiday.
Yes, it is. So we got some dad vice tweets for you.
Tweet.
Do I get to go first?
Are you
on
top?
Your name.
I know. I have to say one thing before we start this. It's my dad's birthday. And
when?
It's Father's Day. Father's Day and my dad's birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to your dad.
Yes, my daddy-o. My dad.
And how's he doing? Is he resting well?
Yeah, his ashes are fine.
Good.
That was
right when you guys said that, the lights flickered.
Yes.
That was a trip.
That was weird. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that, and it really freaked me out. Anyways, my dad's always with me.
Yes.
So, yes. Happy Apparently birthday to too. My daddy. Happy Father's Day to my dad. Yes. Okay. Now we're going to go with some dad vice, which I think would make him laugh, or he'd make him shake his head. Dad vice number one. You should always add 3 to 4 weeks to get the real expiration date. Now, that's a mom. That's an Amber vice, too. I ate rotten cheese this weekend.
Oh.
I did.
They call that blue cheese.
Wait, is it the weekend or was it the other day? It was Thursday. It was fine. I didn't get too sick.
I know it's always funny. People are afraid to eat cheese because it's got mold on it.
Cheese is mold.
I just
scrape
it
off. Mold. So.
Yeah.
I just scrape it off. Move it around. Sometimes it tastes good.
I think that expiration dates are just a suggestion.
Okay. Where's my... when I was in my teens, he would say, remember when I told you there would be a point in your life where you would be a total jerk? You're in it now.
Wow.
That's actually some good dad advice right there.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. This one says, was playing pool with brother Dave and dad. I was 12. Dave was 16. Dave couldn't make a shot to save his life. So my dad says, Jesus, Dave, put some hair around that hole and I bet you get it in there.
That is disgusting. We're going to just, can you edit that one out later? Okay.
Yeah. no.
Here's dad vice. Oh, boy. Son, never shake up your daddy's beer before you give it to him. Now go fetch me a beer out of the fridge. What the hell?
Yeah, put the thought in his mind before he goes. Oh, I'm listening.
I'm listening to
what you guys are saying too hard.
Though.
I have to not listen that hard.
I just got him a new batch. So.
Yeah. Did he?
Toughen up.
Yeah. Are you high?
No. Not today. I know. That's weird. Go figure.
This is Steve Sharp.
This is just me. Now,
my
dad said to my husband, it's weird to think that I'm old enough to be your dad. They're best buds.
What?
Old enough to be your dad.
Oh, my God.
They're best buds.
My two oldest daughters were heading out to a dance, and my husband said to my second eldest, your sister wants to meet guys. So don't be yourself.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Send your representative. Okay. This is a lady one. A lady about her dad. Okay. 4 hours before my wedding, he pulled me aside and told me, or a guy, I don't know. I didn't read this further. 4 hours before my wedding, he pulled me aside and told me I didn't have to go through with it. Not 4 months, 4 weeks, or 4 days before, 4 hours before. What? This doesn't make any sense. What the fuck is this?
Would you like someone else to read that for you?
Yeah, I don't like this. Okay.
Or try it again.
All of the out of the country guests were already there. I couldn't chicken out. Should have listened to my dad. What the hell?
Makes perfect sense to me.
Well, there you go.
Four hours before the wedding. Give her some time.
My dad once told me, if you're a good enough driver, you never have to use your brakes.
Oh, my God.
The advice that I have that my dad told me that I still don't have to have a boyfriend, and I was 15 years old. Nowadays, my father tells me seriously that you take it seriously. You can have a partner, my daughter. LOL.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. My dad taught me that no is a complete sentence. And it is the best advice. I have to agree with that. No is a complete sentence.
There you go.
I've always
finally a good one.
I've always liked the t-shirts that say, "What part of no don't you understand?"
Yeah,
I always walked up to the people and go, "The underline part. What is? Why do you have to underline it?"
No.
Because I already understand it. So that's the part I don't get.
No. My husband tells our son when he wants to stay out late, only two things happen. Only two things are open after midnight, 7-Eleven and legs, and you don't need to be in either.
Wow. Who chose these? Sean.
My dad told me, no shit, really?
That's obvious.
Really? You're going to go there?
Continue.
My dad told me not to have kids as they are a pain in the ass. I'm pretty sure he was referring to my brother.
Oh, of course. It was never me. It's never us. Wait, I'm having a sip of tea real quick tonight. Yeah, play the hold music, yes.
Okay.
When my dad would catch us in the middle of a lie, he would say, "You can't con a con man."
I've heard that before.
I always say to my kids, "You can't out-bitch the bitch." Like, man. I am the bitch.
Wow. Okay, dad. So in college, you may be pressured to drink socially. Me. I know, say no to peer pressure. Dad. Actually, I was going to say, if you eat a lot of butter right before going out, the fat will absorb your first few drinks and you can stay sober longer.
That's so true.
What? Wow. Oh, you also shit your brains
out.
That?
Not really. Not a whole lot.
Have you done that?
Yeah. I would eat bread and douse it with butter.
Yeah.
Before go drinking and then have a bunch of nuts.
Well, I mean, the oil does coat, it helps it not to absorb.
It slows down the absorption rate is what it does.
Yeah, so it takes longer for you to be nuts.
Right, exactly.
And then the your LDLs, everything goes up and you have a heart attack. So
no.
And if you're adding fat content to your stomach, then your liver has to break down more than just the alcohol.
Uh-huh.
This is fucked. I don't like it. No.
You know,
that's why you stop drinking.
Before you do the last one, I do have like a personal note. The only thing my dad ever gave me advice on, and it was supposed to be a sex talk.
He said,
"Watch out for dirty women." And I have to say, that's the best advice I ever got because they are more fun.
They are. They're very true. That's so true. They are.
Gravitated towards the.
I love it. All right. Well, after borrowing my father's car for a date and then hitting the closed garage door when getting home way too late, my dad told me, "There's no point in being stupid unless you prove it."
All right, that's a good one. Yeah. Now, for real actual dad advice, I got two things my dad would say to me. He would say, "Think twice and still say nothing."
Uh-huh.
And he would say, "There are three sides to every story: your side, their side, and the truth."
That's right.
And that's that will never leave me.
My dad's biggest thing was, two wrongs don't make a right.
Of course, that's a good one.
My dad's thing was, keep your rocket in your pocket.
Yeah, he was poetic.
This explains a lot about Zach.
And on that note,
hi Kristen, how you doing today?
Kristen, we're sorry.
I always am.
Go ahead.
I have a T-shirt made that says, "I'm sorry."
She's more
whatever
of like
it
a,
was. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She's more of like an "I'm with stupid" kind of shirt.
Aw, she doesn't think.
No,
that.
I know.
She's the sweetest. Kristen is really the sweetest.
She is.
And you are too. You guys are.
I am.
You are.
I'm a delight.
I'm never gonna say you don't deserve her because you guys are both amazing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a tradition that we have every year for us ourselves with this show, because of Father's Day, is we like to present the Mark and Brian PSA, the public service announcement on Father's Day. So here we go. Take it away.
Hey, kids. As you probably know, this Sunday is Father's Day. And if you want to make your father really happy, we've got a few words of advice for you.
First of all, don't get him some lame present like a mug with his name on it or your picture or some stupid picture that you drew at school. He doesn't want crap like that. Don't kid yourself.
All your daddy really wants for Father's Day is some time alone with your mommy. So get the hell out of the house and let your parents have the kind of fun they used to have before you came along and ruined everything.
But before you leave the house, do daddy a favor and tell mommy to lay off the sweets for a few days. Maybe have her run around the yard for a while so she's not so thick around the waist and butt.
Daddies like mommies who don't look so much like mommies, but more like mommy's hot friend, the yoga instructor. Or your babysitter with the big cans. You know, the one going to night school.
In fact, get Daddy your babysitter's phone number. If mommy's too tired, like she usually is, she can just watch your daddy and the babysitter cuddle. She doesn't... She doesn't have to do anything. That's what she's best at anyway. You know, lying there and doing nothing.
Also, let Daddy know if it's mommy's time of the month. If it is, you can push Father's Day back till next weekend. See, Daddy wants some time with Mommy, but not if she's all bloated and bitchy.
Just remember, you're the reason that Mommy and Daddy don't get along that well anymore. You're also the reason for Daddy's internet porn addiction.
Don't get us wrong. Your daddy loves you. He just doesn't want you around anymore. After all, if he didn't spend so much money on your food and clothes, he could afford to buy Mommy some new boobs.
The thing Daddy really wants is his life back. You know, the life that you stole when you came into this world and ruined his and Mommy's relationship.
So Father's Day is something you want to make good for your father. Go away. Because if your folks end up getting a divorce, it's your fault no matter what they tell you.
Paid for by the horny, tired, and sick of the kids ruining everything Dads of America.
Ah, the 90s. Oh, back before the Me Too movement and cancel culture existed.
Wow. That had nothing to do with Me Too. You know it. You know it.
I wonder if we get like secondhand canceled. Do you think we can that happen?
Secondhand canceled?
Secondhand canceled.
We get canceled for something they said back then. Oh.
I mean, it's possible.
From the makers of your secondhand screwed comes secondhand canceled.
You know what? It's our show.
It is our show.
You know.
It is our show.
And not regulated by the FCC.
And we take these knocks.
You like this voice?
I love it.
It's actually really, really cool.
Is that how you give your traffic report?
Absolutely not. Well,
speaking of your traffic reports, man, that screen that we got you, how's that working out?
I haven't really had a chance to use it yet.
You threw it away.
No, I didn't.
It's collecting dust.
No, well, I'm going to use it to beat you over. I'm going to use it to beat you over the head in a minute.
Hit her now.
Well, oh yeah,
thank you.
No, I haven't had a chance to use it yet because I've been doing the broadcast from the actual building in Long Beach.
Oh, cool.
So okay. I haven't had a chance. I haven't done any broadcast from home.
Okay.
Since I've gotten it.
Got it.
I've just been doing a lot of producing.
It's a doorstop collecting dust. I insist.
Well, it's going to have your face print on it next.
It's going to be like a little bassinet for the baby.
The baby could fit in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it'll muffle. It's like, you know, crying.
Yeah. I need a baby sound effect.
Yeah, you do.
We'll get some.
We'll get one.
Okay, so this is really fun. Just real quick.
Yeah.
My friend Crystal and her wife in Long Beach, they had a baby. I think he's like 3 months old now. And since he was born, they started doing this randomly on Facebook. They put the story up of him shitting all of his blowouts. I mean, from like the day he came home. And it is now a thing. And everyone looks forward to, like, why haven't you put any videos of him shitting today? It's his whole thing. It's like his face and the faces he makes and then the actual blowouts and it coming out. Yeah.
Oh, I used to love it when Roman would his eyes were crossed.
The fat bastard face.
You know, it was no fat bastard face. Whatever.
That's what Michael would, my oldest just, would make, the fat bastard face.
No, his eyes would just cross, whatever, you know, kind of thing. There was one night, though, where...
These are things for you to look forward to, Zach.
Yeah, exactly, dude. They will happen to you, trust me.
You will get shit on and pissed on so much. I can't wait.
Well, the closest we got to that was where it was the middle of the night, and we already had changed Roman once, and that happened. And that happened, and his diaper was so full, and it was orange.
Stop.
We actually had to. It was leaking on the side.
Are these cloth diapers? Are these cloth diapers?
No, this is.
I can't imagine Karen being like, "I'm gonna do cloth diapers."
No. And this was like a regular Pampers thing or whatever.
Right.
And we actually had to put him.
Nope.
We had to put him in the tub, and peel him off.
Yes.
And oh my God, we were gagging.
Yeah, oh. Only once. This only happened.
That's,
once.
That's where you hire somebody to come. Hey,
no.
Come take
that. No, no, no.
Oh no, because we had to wash it off and everything. Oh, God, I mean, yeah. It weighed like 5 pounds.
Oh, what did you feed this kid?
I don't know. That's what I asked Karen.
Weird. Do you still have these issues? No, like no, fuck you, Amber.
Well, I'm gonna embarrass my daughter, because when she was two, we were living with my wife's parents up in Sacramento, uh-huh. which is a great place.
Oh, Sacramento.
Anyway, we had this like big backyard, and we had a dog, like it was a collie, who was, you know, in and out. And well, all of a sudden, we'd go, wait a minute, where's Brandy? And we'd look around, and we'd have to go check the backyard, because she'd sneak out and go into the corner of the yard where the dog pooped into the bushes, and she'd be squatting down in the bushes going...
Good for her.
Wow.
I was like...
She went where the dog went.
Yeah. My sister would do that, too. I think it's
she followed
thing.
The advice of a dog.
Well, wasn't Jeff Foxworthy say when you and your dog and you use the same tree when you guys go for a walk?
So my worst... I have what? My worst one was on a plane with... both kids. I think Michael was three, and then JP was a baby. He was little, uh-huh. probably like 7, 8 months. And I'm on a plane, in the window seat with JP in my arms. Dave and Michael are in like a different area of the plane. I can't remember where they were. We got budget flights. Yeah. Anyways, JP, as we're about to take off, we're stuck. JP starts projectile vomiting.
And
shitting himself. I didn't blow the blow.
Oh.
And it was all over me and the lady next to me, who was the nicest.
Oh, God.
How old?
This is like a Southwest flight. I think he was like 7 or 8 months.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it was awful.
Please, God, don't let it be so I have to travel by plane somewhere when those kids are.
Luckily, I had carry on. I didn't check my bags. So Dave was able to come
everything
up
was
and
there.
Pull down. And people were so nice. We were literally about to take off. And yeah, this happened.
Did they delay or did they just?
No, I just kind of. I kind of stood at the back of the plane near the restrooms and just held the baby with the flight attendants. They were so sweet.
I would have opened up
they
the back
helping
door
and,
like,
and helping change
out.
Me. I think they saw my
the
tits.
Baby first.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do that.
Let's dry it off. Dry off the baby. Hang him
out the window. Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Yeah, parenting is fun.
It is. You get so many good experiences.
Oh, I know. JP would piss all over me all the time. Like, he'd pull the diaper off, and I'd have to, like, quickly cover. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, oh, God. It's like, you know.
Really?
It's a sudden change in temperature.
Yes, and every single time I'd get pissed.
Yeah. Thank you for taking that off, so I can pee.
Fun times. Zach's looks unfazed by all this.
Well, speaking of fun times,
I'm concentrating on the show, Amber.
Speaking of fun times, though, we've got a new segment here that our intern Christopher has brought to us, which is kind of cool, and we're going to try this called. Well, would you press the button, Chris? We'll go ahead and explain a little bit about it.
Yeah. So basically, basically the scenario of this is that there is a button in front of you, a red button, because, you know, all buttons have to be red, or else you won't push them.
They're shiny.
What about green buttons?
That also works, but that's besides the point. So basically, if you were to press the button, you would gain something, but it would have a consequence to it. Like, for example, if you were to press the button, you would gain the ability to fly, but you would fart while doing so. So the question becomes,
jet propulsion, baby.
Yeah.
Jet propulsion.
Show me the button.
Yep. So the question
what birds
would be,
do?
Yeah. So the question would be, would you press the button or would you not press the button? So
to fly and fart at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you press it and gain that?
Make you go faster,
or would you not do it? So
I mean,
if
you're flying, then who cares? You're going up anyway. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, listen to her analyze it.
Oh, you just wait.
All right. So I got 10 here. And okay. I also have the percentages from...
That was the example?
People who will press it and people who won't press it.
Like a poll, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, first one...
Where was this data congregated from? That's what I want to know.
The internet.
The website,
oh, God. Right?
And the internet's never wrong.
Yeah.
That's right. We know it's true.
This is why you guys
according
are
to Abraham Lincoln, the internet never lies.
All right. So, the first one that I got, you will become a music artist and make millions of dollars, but... Every song you make features Miley Cyrus post-twerk.
Post-twerk?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with her post-twerk? I don't understand why this is a bad thing.
I don't know. It's just that they included post-twerk era.
That's just somebody made it up who doesn't think like you.
Push the fucking button.
Yeah, I push the button.
I push it.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Either way, she's got a great voice. I mean, not only that, her was it her godmother's Dolly Parton?
And something's going on now. She's coming back with a bunch of stuff right now.
Yeah, so.
Everybody's pressing.
Dolly.
No. Miley.
Miley's doing a lot of stuff right now.
All right, everyone's pressing the button.
Okay, Miley's pressing.
Okay, we all press the button.
53 to 47.
Okay.
For pressing. All right. So the second one we got here, your purpose in life is revealed to you, but it's now twice as hard to accomplish.
Purpose in life is to what?
Is revealed. It's revealed to you.
So you know what it is.
But now it's twice as hard
to get it.
Oh, I'd push it.
Where's the button to push for this is a dumb one?
Right here.
Go like this.
No.
We should be using Mr. 8-Ball or whatever
they say. Mr. 8-Ball.
What the hell?
Dear Mr. Crystal
you mean
Ball.
Crystal Ball?
Crystal Ball, yeah.
We just have him answer.
Yeah, but see, Crystal Ball's got to be yes or no questions. So.
Well, these kind of are. Would you or would
these
you
are
not?
Push button. Would you push a button?
Yeah. It is a yes or no.
All right, but
we can involve the Crystal Ball on this if we want.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, why not?
Get an extra opinion.
Got that way, I don't have to keep doing this.
This is so exciting.
Okay.
No, stop. Push that. This is like, oh my God. Okay. I never get to hold it.
You're right.
I never get to hold it.
You're right.
He always
you're right.
keeps it from me.
You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. So.
Do you see me? I almost came a little bit.
Christopher.
And pulled it out.
Christopher.
The crystal ball.
She's so obstreperous right now. It's.
You want
amazing.
Me to say it again?
No. Do the third one. Go ahead. Let's continue on to the next one.
Okay. So the third one.
Okay.
You can attend all concerts in the world that you want for free.
Ooh.
But you will always be in the far back of the crowd, never front row.
Never, no.
Oh, I would totally do that.
No, yeah, that's too much garbage. 90% of it's all garbage.
No, because, well, the thing is, though, is that when you go to a concert, though, they have all the different screens and it puts on a show, whatever. When you're up close or whatever, you really can't enjoy that. You got to be further back away.
Everywhere.
Or whatever.
Irvine Meadows
every
with
artist.
Mikey. Trying to keep him from sliding down the hill.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. That was a
I would have let him go.
That was an experience.
Okay, what does Crystal Ball say?
Okay, so what's the question again?
All right, so you can attend all concerts in the world that you want for free,
but you will
always be in the far back.
So you have
of the crowd.
Choice.
Yeah, Crystal
you
Ball, would you push the button for this?
No.
The answer cannot be found at this moment.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay.
Yeah, it's
let me hold it.
It's undecided.
Let me hold it.
No.
Oh, please.
Why does he never let me hold
the crystal ball? God.
So, I'm assuming you guys would press the button.
It's like he taunts me with it. He just. See, look. Oh, my God. Nobody can see this, but oh, my God.
She's looking at my ball.
So close.
He never lets me get near it.
She's looking at my ball.
No, I'm not looking at you. No. I'm looking at the crystal ball right there.
So, okay, I guess we'd all push the button. Yeah.
It's 58 to 42. That's the percentage. So, number four, would cure world hunger, but everyone who was starving dies instantly.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense
that
at
makes
all.
Zero,
yeah.
That's
skip that one.
So wait, you can solve world hunger, but they're all dead. What the hell is that?
Yeah, everybody who's hungry dies. That's how you solve world hunger.
Sometimes the internet is really dumb. Okay, go on, move on.
It's 50-50 on that, surprisingly.
Yeah, how about Crystal Ball?
No, that's a complete failure.
Crystal Ball, would you push the button on that question?
That's cool.
Yes, I am sure.
I don't want to hold it anymore now.
All right, so number five, you would be in the game you love most with everything in it, respawn mechanics, weapons, physics, etc. But it's permanent.
In the what? Say that again.
You can go into any video game you want, and all the mechanics in the game would apply, but it's permanent, and you can't come back.
So like
I do
all
it.
The weapons, all the powers, all the things.
I want to go into Halo.
Well, yeah.
I definitely press the button for that.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's a 59 to 41.
Wow.
I mean, we're already in the Matrix.
True.
I don't all see right. What
so
was.
Number six, you have the ability to listen to any kind of music anytime you want, but the music will be blasted and heard by like. Practically everyone.
I have that ability now. Why would I?
Yeah, exactly.
I do that anyway.
Yeah, that's when we roll our car windows down.
Press the stupid question button. Move on.
Yeah.
How about no?
There we go.
So, number seven, you will gain immortality.
What the hell?
Sorry. Oh, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children.
No, not yet.
So
not yet.
Number seven, oh, okay. You will gain immortality, but to retain it, you must sacrifice someone else's life once a year.
Absolutely fine with that.
I could do that.
I have no problem.
Can we continually reincarnate Trump? So he's the one I kill.
There you go.
Or Hitler. Yeah. I mean, I'm flexible here. Stop.
There's a lot of people.
It seems like everyone wants to press the button. And here, it's actually a lot closer than you think. 51 to 49.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crystal Ball, would you push the button on that question?
It is a certainty.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a little bit of redemption.
The crystal ball is eternal, though.
Ooh, so. We're all agreed.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get a tattoo.
Until the battery dies.
Yeah. I'm going to get a tattoo right here of crystal ball.
Oh, cool. So, number eight, you can
push it.
Yes.
Number eight, you can do literally anything you want to.
What the hell
consequence free, but you only have 1 month to live.
What the hell? That is
no,
crazy. No.
Steve,
what is it like? The Purge?
Well, he's old, so he doesn't have many options. He's like, I could have 1 month.
I've already done pretty much everything I wanted to do, so it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. I could die now, and I'd be happy.
I could have a week, and if I agree to this, I got a month.
There you go.
Yeah, 40 to 60. 40 to 60 on that,
that
one.
Was that was also a question.
Number nine, your deodorant will make three people of your choice love/like you, but 5 people you know will hate you.
Oh, I push that button in a second.
This is what stoned person came up with that question?
Steve.
Yeah, that was the fastest point ever.
Yeah, let me read you some things.
Zach,
I
we
wrote
have to come up with some
I
better questions for this.
Yeah, we will.
It's 52 to 48.
Yeah.
So number 10, you can drive any car you want.
What the hell? Why?
Screw
Why?
With them.
You can drive any car you want, but you can't bring a girl into it.
What?
You can't bring a girl into it.
Right. But she can be on top of the hood.
I got a better idea. How about we defy the laws of all physics and gravity and just do the opposite of what it says and just be like, screw these questions. No. Can't have a girl in there? Well, watch me put one in there.
What happens? Like, what is the consequence of it?
I don't know. I don't know. I grow.
I do a
space time machine and blows up.
Does it turn into a pumpkin?
I grow
me the button.
I grow
push
a
it.
Toe or something.
Well, you can do like 10 toes. That's fine.
Yeah.
What about Sean?
Would you do this, or the consequence is you'd grow another penis out of your forehead?
That'd be fun.
Some women might like that. Somebody you don't know. Might. I've seen that toy. I've seen that toy on the internet. Yeah.
Well, those are all the button presses for today.
That was
all
fun. Right.
Very cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm gonna work with you on finding some better questions, just letting you know.
Well, it comes off from a specific website, that's why.
Okay.
So.
Wink, wink. Okay.
Nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Nudge, nudge.
Well, let's play the game for real this time.
Oh, we're playing the game.
Go, Steve, go.
And now, boys, girls, everyone who's listening, this is the new game show that Snoop Dogg will have to say, what the for shizzle is that mess? Quiz me.
Quiz you.
Good Lord.
What?
Now, caught me off guard. I thought we were going to the baby bit.
For shizzle? No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yep. Now, the proper question number one.
Elizabeth II becomes the first reigning monarch to visit what country?
The second?
Yeah.
Sean. Australia.
Yep.
Ooh.
I've been watching The Crown, that's why.
Oh!
A history lesson right there. Number two.
Bada bing.
President, I don't know why it's worded like this, but President of the United States, Dwight D. Eisenhower, warns against his country's intervention in what?
Steve.
Steve.
Vietnam War.
Yep, Vietnam.
There you go.
All right.
Steve was there.
Yep.
God, he's so old.
As old as time. Number three. In Disney's 1973 animated Robin Hood, what type of animal was Robin Hood?
Zach.
Amber. Sean. No.
Zach.
Fox.
Steve.
Yeah.
Fox. Everybody knew
Robin
that one.
Robin Hood and Little John. All right.
Everyone has a point except for Amber. Question number four.
This doesn't normally happen.
Oodle-lotty, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
I love that movie.
I know exactly who's going to get this one first. Who produced the Tom and Jerry cartoons?
Sean.
Sean. Damn.
Fred Quimby.
Yep.
Yeah, baby.
Who was I saw that the one only good one.
And who was the other one?
Tex Avery and Chuck Jones.
All right. Number five.
Screw those ones, man. Fred Quimby all the way, bitch.
All right.
Take it easy, sailor.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You're cussing over there in a storm, and I say bitch, and you go wow.
No. I just meant this conversation is really nerdy. This is very esoteric, Tom and Jerry bullshit.
So question number five. Van Halen's...
Oh, great. Are these all made for Sean?
Sounds like it.
To be honest, it actually seems like it, not going to lie. Okay, Van Halen's... 5,5150 took the title. I don't even know why this is worded.
Van Halen's 5150?
Yeah. Took the title for the police code for what?
Oh.
Oh, shit. Amber.
Amber?
It's crazy. It's a crazy call.
Insanity?
5150 is, that's like when someone...
She's on the right track.
Yeah.
Nuts. Mental illness.
Yeah.
It's close.
I give it to her.
The answer is?
Yeah. Escaped lunatic.
Oh, escaped. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Escaped.
A crazy
we
person.
We are at the halfway point. 1 point all around, except for Sean, who has 2 points. Question number six.
He keeps track. Can we have him do this from now on?
Sure.
Cool.
Which guitarist joined the Eagles on Hotel California?
Seriously, these are all Sean questions.
Yeah, what the hell?
And yet he hasn't said his
name
yet.
And he hasn't said anything.
Come on, you know this one.
No, I don't.
What guitarist was it?
I know it, and I can't remember it.
Well, I guess that nobody.
It seems like everybody's getting it wrong.
Yeah. I can picture
Joe Walsh.
See, I thought Walsh came out on the album before.
Oh, baby. Suck it!
Question number seven.
Huh?
It's like my favorite part of that song when they do the
All right. Which fellow actress did Freya Dunaway?
Faye Dunaway
play in Mommy Dearest.
Amber.
Or Mommy Dearest. Amber.
Oh, shit.
Steve.
Yeah, come on.
It's Joan Crawford.
Ah.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was there, and then when I went to, access the where it was.
Yeah, that was a good Sean question, wasn't it?
It was.
It slipped back behind it.
Ooh, he's getting heated over me today.
Number eight. Oh. It's getting me more heated because both of you have 2 points, I believe.
Am I being combative?
Yes.
What was the name of the movie where Elvis played an Indian?
A what?
An Indian.
Sean.
Indian.
Racist.
Sean?
Flaming Star.
Nope.
Played an Indian.
That was Flaming Star.
Elvis.
Native
nope.
American?
Steve.
Steve.
Kid Galahad?
Nope.
Oh.
The fighter, I thought he was.
Zach? Blue Suede Shoes.
No.
What?
I don't know. I had to pick something.
Amber, you got something?
No, I don't.
I thought it was Flaming Star.
All right. Well,
I'm sure it's pulled off.
The answer is?
The answer is Stay Away, Joe.
Stay Away.
Oh. That's right.
Did he play like an Indian? Like someone from India or Pakistan?
You mean somebody who talked like these?
A Native American.
Ooh.
I mean, it's all wrong.
Are you from New Delhi?
Let's move on.
All right. Number nine. In 1943, the USDA created the Basic 7 chart to do what?
The Basic what chart?
Basic 7 chart. To do
Zach?
What, Zach?
I don't know. Food groups?
Close. I mean, you're on the right track with food.
Well, that's...
But it's to promote something.
Oh.
Steve. Beef?
Nope.
What? Amber, let me give this one a
Amber?
Shot. I think the food pyramid. Was it the food pyramid? The pyramid.
Honestly,
I
think I can give it nutrition.
That's what I was. Oh, that's what I meant.
Judges.
All right, we'll give it to him. Give it to her.
All right. Finally, question number 10.
Yay!
1-0. What has been the most common name for popes throughout the millennium?
Steve. John.
Yep.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, I think...
I don't know why I know that, but I do.
I think Amber came on top for that. I could be wrong, though.
Did I?
I think you did. You
only
got three, right?
I berated Sean the entire time.
Yeah, you got three, then... Actually, no, wait. Yeah, two. You guys... Nobody got two. Zach got one. Sean and Steve got two, and Amber got three. I'm pretty sure that's how it was. So that adds up to 10.
I honestly didn't see that happening.
I wonder why.
Uh, he's going to get me later. I can arrange that.
You think?
Yes.
It's going to be good.
You're going to have to pay him to hold his crystal ball.
Talking about those chains again for him, Monia.
Uh-oh.
All right, guys. Well, listen, tomorrow is Father's Day. Go out, enjoy, be with your dad if they're around. Appreciate them if they're not. Remember the fond memories that you had with your dad. I know I definitely do. And my dad was a special guy to me. He was my hero and always encouraged me to do the things that I love to do most. And I miss him dearly. So go out and have some fun. Our show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, find us at Your Weekly Dose. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at YourWeeklyDose1.
You can follow me on Facebook, Steve Silva, and on Twitter at SilvaLining69.
I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram.
He is.
I am.
He is Zombie Mel Gibson.
You are?
Yeah.
And you can find me, Amber Ash McCary.
Gary.
On the IG and the FBA.
Amber Ash McCary.
Exactly. And guys, don't forget, you can also listen to us on Delmarva Talk Radio. Wednesday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. And, of course, also on Lime City Radio at noon from Wednesday through Friday. Those are all of our past shows. And, of course, thank you to our affiliates and allowing us to broadcast live every Saturday at 1 p.m. We thank them for that.
Yeah. Hello, the Midwest and the East Coast.
Exactly, exactly. So go out, have some fun. Be good to each other, people, and we will see you next week.
Happy Father's Day.
Spread love, world. Where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad. Ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.